There's a new expanded reissue of an old 1960 Elvis Presley album called Elvis is Back. But of course, Elvis hasn't really gone anywhere. His music and memorabilia continue to sell, and even Graceland has maintained its status as a pop culture shrine and tourist destination. Our music critic, Milo Miles, reviews the new CD reissue and also describes his recent inaugural trip to Graceland.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree, shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair, squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes siree. Stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you.
Since Sony took control of what had been RCA several years ago, the back catalog of Elvis Presley has been served well. His discography had long been lost in a thicket of quickie best-ofs and repackaging that all but made original LPs irrelevant. The conventional wisdom was that after Elvis went into the army, something vital leaked out of him, and he was never as kingly again. But I am here to tell you that, especially with some singles from the same 1960 period added on, Elvis is Back is as fine an album as Presley ever made, and maybe the most representative of his range of styles. And some modes are his alone. His treatment of Such a Night is unique. Is he sending up the song? Sending up himself? Both? Neither? It's mysterious and amusing at once.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. It was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her, sweet Soren.
Elvis is Back was reportedly a favorite of the artist himself, and he served as much as his own producer as he would on any session. But the record fell short in sales when initially released, and Elvis did seem to second-guess himself forever after. Following a movie soundtrack and a gospel side trip, Elvis recorded Something for Everyone in 1961, and it's included in the Sony Legacy reissue package. A more cautious and ingratiating set of tunes like Sentimental Me and Gently are redeemed by a trio of add-on singles that stomp harder than anything on Elvis's Back, topped off by the celebrated number Little Sister.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister, and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you.
On a recent trip to Memphis, I sipped a bit more of the Elvis elixir by visits to Sun Studio and Graceland. Both, as advertised, mandatory for serious rock fans. Sun Studio impresses partly because it seems as humble as Elvis's origins, stuck in the middle of nowhere, no more glorious than any neighborhood store. But also like any place subject to so many waves of human fascination and adoration, it's a place full of spiritual energy, as is Graceland, though in its way it remains enigmatic. Graceland began as an Elvis theme park, but as time goes on, it seems more of a peculiar but precious museum. No one will ever be the first rock and roll superstar again, and no one will ever create such a combination of Fortress of Solitude and Clubhouse for his gang. The TV room is the most fun-filled fantasy zone of yellow and cream furnishing and triple screens. It's apt that fuel efficiency plays no part in the concept and presentation of the Elvis automobile collection. It seems sad to me his customized private jet, the Lisa Marie, was used so little because he got it only 2 years before his death. Some special exhibits at Graceland were inspired, like Elvis and the media. Some less so, like Elvis the King of Fashion. But the gravestones in the Meditation Garden will grab everybody for all time. The tributes tossed at the foot of Elvis's slab included flowers and teddy bears, but also a giant-sized Butterfingers bar, getting all bent and wrinkled in the southern rainstorm that day. At first, I thought somebody should take it away. Then I decided it was perfect. He's a big hunk of timeless candy made from sex, schmaltz, and sass. Indeed, Elvis has something for everyone.
Milo Miles reviewed the new Elvis Presley reissue, Elvis is Back.
Girl next door on a walking, she found the boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down in life. Girl next door on a walking, she knew it wasn't right. She came home at past 10 late.
You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. And you can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, Lauren Krenzel, and Heidi Simon. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.
She came home half past 10, late every night. Oh, the girl next door was walking. She found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down her life. She didn't know love was so grand. She never took love second hand.